iOhm Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Hello, everybody. This is the Rock Girl coming to you live from Asheville, North Carolina. And tonight, we are going to be doing the radio show with me, Allison the Rock Girl, called Empowering the Wild Within, the Rock Girl Unleashed. Yes, Unleash. The Rock Girl Unleashed, Empowering Your Wild Within. A lot of people are like, well, what does that really mean? Unleash the constraints that are basically limiting your potential, tying down your soul's desires and passions. And it could be something as simple as doing what you want to do today instead of what you should do. Or it could be something crazy like moving across the country or moving to the other side of the world in some people's cases. It could be changing jobs. It could be going out on a date with someone you normally wouldn't go out on a date with, or in my case, cleaning out my pantry. That was my wild within. I'll tell you, I recently had a pipe malfunction in my house, and I had to have the ceilings ripped out, and I had that also included part of the kitchen. And you know, I've been looking at that pantry for 3 years now, saying I need to clean it out, and sure enough, I needed to clean it out. And I felt better after I did it, but it really took a lot for me. And a lot of people think unleashing the wild within has to be something wild and crazy, or it has to be something that, you know, wow, you know, I have to really be passionate about it. Well, passion is good, but I wasn't planning on well, you know, I did have to clean the pantry, but I wasn't planning on doing it then. But I unleashed my wild within, okay? My wild within that day was focus. It was focus and determination to get through that pantry because, to be honest with you, I moved down here in 2011, and there were some expiration dates that I pulled out of that pantry the other day that preceded 2011. So it needed to be done, and I unleashed the wild within in order to get it done with focus and determination. And was it fun? No. Was it rewarding? Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I enjoy waking up in the morning and looking in my pantry. In fact, I have left the door to my pantry open all the time now, so I can look at my pantry and look at how neat and organized and clean it is. And I made sure that I stocked food that was nutritious and delicious in there. And so, you know, it's really crazy how much I love my pantry. But again, that is just one example of unleashing your wild within. Do something that is going to actually make the quality of your life better and feed your soul. And you know what? I have had a crazy day. I have had a crazy week. I have had a crazy month, and to date, I've had a crazy 2017. In fact, I am so exhausted, so tired, that there's moments where I think I'm just going to cry. And it's not like a bad exhausted. It's actually a good exhausted, because everything that I have been working for and asking for is all coming to fruition. I just didn't manifest it in an orderly fashion because it's all coming at once. Yes, that is a yawn you hear. But there's no better place that I'd rather be than on air tonight, because it does relax me and it does help me disengage from my crazy task list and to-do list that I have going on at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School and in the Rock Girl Enterprises across the globe. So, yeah, this is actually a good thing for me. So I hope you're enjoying some hot tea, and we can kick back and talk about some hot topics tonight. We're going to be talking about karmic reboot and how to do that. But first, I just kind of wanted to share a little bit of my crazy day with you guys and help you kind of connect to the fact that you are not alone in having your crazy days and how to decompress. And so, again, it's been a crazy year thus far. What is it? We're in April now, and ever since January, it's been cuckoo. Actually, ever since last year, it's been cuckoo, but it's been cuckoo at a higher rate for me in 2017. And I think a lot of you out there who are following the energy can nod your heads in agreement that, wow, this year is flying by fast. We're already in the fourth month of the year. And good things happen faster and crazy things happen faster. So let's talk about how we can ride that energy. All right. What is karmic reboot? Karmic reboot. Everybody has heard of karma. Some people have heard of dharma. You know, you have good karma, bad karma. You better not do that. Karma's going to get you and all that stuff. So, and then we have dharma, which people talk about, but maybe you guys haven't heard about as much as karma. So, okay, let us talk about karma for a minute. Karma, by definition, is the energy that your soul has accrued and is accruing, not only in this lifetime, but others. I'll repeat that. Karma is the energy that your soul has accrued, not only in this lifetime, but in others. So that energy is a combination of good karma, bad karma, okay karma, all right? I mean, none of us are completely pure and Pollyannas. Well, maybe some of you are, but most of us aren't. And so we do have some bad karma, and we've made some bad decisions, and we've had some good karma because we've done some good stuff, and we've had some kind of neutralized karma. And so karma just is the energy that you have accrued. And you can, when you accrue enough of the same type of karma in the same manner, develop patterns of karmic contracts. And we're going to talk about that more in depth in just a few minutes. But let's take a minute and talk about dharma. Dharma, well, karma is spelled K-A-R-M-A, okay? Or I spell it K-H-A-R-M-A. And dharma is spelled D as in dog, H-A-R-M-A. And dharma is the potential energy that your soul can accrue. A lot of times, as mere mortals, we understand it as the potential that our soul can actualize. So, for instance, if someone has in their dharmic file in this lifetime to be an amazing teacher, someone to affect change, an amazing parent, an amazing gardener, you know, we all have our potential to reach, our greatest ability. Each and every one of us is born with gifts and talents. And it's our dharma, which is the potential for the ability to access it in this lifetime. And a lot of times, you know, we really have to, kind of figure out what it is first. And then do we like it? Do we accept it? Do we want this? And then we have to figure out how to get there, all right? And so, you know, in my dharma, there was a potential to work with stones and to do readings and help and guidance and things like that. And I had to figure that out, and I guess I figured that out somewhere in my teens, that was the direction I really wanted to go, but then I decided it was too difficult for many different reasons. A lot of people made fun of it. My boyfriends weren't into it. Then I married a guy who wasn't into it, and I gave it up. But when I realized that I was not going to be fulfilled without at least giving it a crack, without giving it a shot, I ended up sacrificing my marriage. I got divorced. A lot of my immediate family members either poo-pooed it, totally ignored it, or they laughed at it, and so that put a chasm in a lot of those relationships. And I made a choice to pursue it, and here I am. And do I have any regrets? No, not at all. And I have met amazing people along the way, and a lot of them are my soul family now. But it was a potential that I had to figure out, A, that was there, and B, did I want it, and C, how I was going to do it, and D, what I'm going to do with it. And today I've gone on to create the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School and do lots of other things, and I'm actualizing it as I speak, which is great. And so that's just an example of what Dharma is. People can be amazing doctors, amazing singers. You can be an amazing, bicycle builder. Whatever it is that really fulfills your soul and you're great at, that is part of your Dharma, okay? And you don't have to sacrifice a lot to do it. A lot of times people just kind of fall into it. They're amazing parents. We can't have enough amazing parents out there, right? Exactly. And so if you're an amazing parent, then my hat is off to you. I'm not. I didn't have kids because I knew I wasn't going to be an amazing parent. But I know what a tough job that is. And a lot of people don't, they don't value that. They think they need something else in their life, and maybe they do. But being an amazing parent is certainly a dharmic calling. And that is what Dharma is. But today, what we're going to talk about is a karmic reboot, to kind of reboot your karmic patterns to allow that Dharma to be A, revealed, and B, accessed. Now, it is 8:14, and shortly we're going to be hearing fabulous music come up, and we're going to go off to commercial land. So that's going to happen in a few minutes. But after that, we're really going to talk about exactly what is a karmic reboot, how to recognize the patterns, how to change those patterns, and then what to do after you change, how to embrace that change. Because I myself, I've just gone through a karmic reboot, and I'll share that with you when we come back from commercial break. Don't go away, folks.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of bestamericanpsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Rock Girl Unleashed, Empowering Your Wild Within. And today we are talking about karmic reboot, okay? So what exactly is a karmic reboot, okay? So before the break, we talked about what karma is, and we also talked about what dharma is and how to kind of recognize that. And in order to make the most of your dharma, which is your soul's potential in this lifetime and others, we really have to clean up our karma. So a lot of us may realize, oh, you know, I know what I want to do with the rest of my life. I know what I'm good at. I know where my passion lies. And you may make an attempt to kind of go after it, and then you keep getting roadblock after roadblock and spinning your wheels and doing all this stuff, okay? So, you know, let's talk about me, for example. You know, I run the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, and I do readings, and I go on tour, and I do all this stuff. So, you know, I'm really lucky and blessed because I love my job, and I love working with all all of my clients and my students out there. And here at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, it started out as a dream to have a school. And in 2014, I got the stones from my stone teacher, and he had passed away, and someone had to take them. And so I made sure that I recollected all of them in his honor. And after I decided to get the stones, I found a nice big space, and I started the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School in honor of my stone teacher, Bobby. And I didn't realize how much work it was going to be. We have an internship program and a staff of people who work here now. And every single day, we are like Santa's elves. We are working in the warehouse, moving stones, hauling stones, sorting stones, cleansing stones, activating them, packing them, pricing them, and sending them all over the world, literally. And it is a big job, and it's an everyday job, and you have to be very steady at it. You can't just decide to do it for 3 days and then not, because really it backs up. And I know that this was part of my dharma, okay? I know that, and I know that this is part of my path, but a lot of times I'm like, oh, my God, where are these obstacles and challenges coming from? Like, why is this so difficult, and why is that so difficult? And I always hear my stone teacher, Bobby, he passed away in 2011. He's always in my ear. Allison, follow the energy. Pay attention to the energy. And usually, you know, if there's something that's not working, or there's, you know, a delivery that didn't happen, or say we needed boxes to ship things in and they arrive in the wrong size, or something crazy happens, it's been not because my dharma is not correct. It's because my path is not clear because of some type of karmic hang-up, okay? And so that's what we're going to be talking about, karmic contracts tonight. You know, in another radio show, we talked about karmic contracts in depth. Karmic contracts are contracts that we have karmically entered into to fulfill. And after they are fulfilled, we can reset them, we can renew them, we can release them, or we can renegotiate them. And so, you know, that radio show, look, oh my God, I have so much in my head to tell you that I cannot speak humanly fast enough. All right, so karmic contracts can be renegotiated, released, or renewed. If you have a good karmic contract where you have great health and a lot of money, renew the contract. Not all karmic contracts are bad, but if you have the same old song playing over and over again of debt, of problems in relationships, of career problems, you want to take a closer look at that, and you want to release or renegotiate those contracts, all right? And again, in another radio show, we talked about how to do that. But a lot of times, renewing or releasing them requires rebooting them. Karmic reboot. It's like rebooting your computer when it keeps failing you, when it keeps failing you, or it keeps faltering. You need to reboot, all right? So here I am in the last month, at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School in Nashville, trying to get all this stuff done. And if it's not one thing, it's another that's just kind of slowing things down. And not once did I doubt, is this supposed to be my dharma? No. But what I want to look at are the karmic patterns. Okay? What patterns are no longer serving me? How can I create positive new energy patterns? All right? So when you're ready for a karmic reboot, you are going to find out what your karmic contracts are, create positive new energy patterns, and safely dispose of old, outdated karmic software. All right? I'll say that again. You want to create new positive patterns, and you want to safely dispose of old and outdated karmic software. Right? So, again, I'm going to give you an example of something in my life and how it works, because if I give you an example of me, then I won't be outing anybody else, because I, you know, every reading that I do is confidential, and a lot of what happens in classes with my students is confidential. So I do have lots of examples, but I'm going to use myself as one, because I can kind of tell you things. I mean, you know, I used to listen to a lot of stuff online, a lot of radio shows, and people were great about talking about the theories, you know, karmic this, karmic that. And my biggest question was, well, how do you do it? What do you mean? Can you give me an example? And so that's what I started to realize, is that if I tell you my story and teach you by example, then perhaps you can relate more to your own personal situation and start to apply the corrections, to apply the solutions, because there's so much talk about twin souls today and karma and dharma and all this stuff, and it's all theory, okay? And it used to frustrate the bejesus out of me, because I understood the theory, but, you know, by golly, I could not figure out how to change it. And then I started, you know, they always say when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and I started to get these amazing teachers, and then they're like, all right, well, obviously you know what your karmic contract is and what this pattern is. Let's see you do it. And to be honest with you folks, I didn't know, A, how to do it, and B, when I understood what I was supposed to do, I didn't have the skill set, all right? I did not have the skill set to elicit change. And so that really started to change the way that I taught my classes here at the Rock School, because, you know, I realized, like, I can teach all the theory in the world, but I need to help people develop the skills in order to do this. I need to help them develop the skills. And so, all righty. So let's talk about my karmic contract and my patterns. All right. So here I am. I am, you know, I'm getting ready to go on this amazing intuition cruise, which I'm leaving for on Saturday. And I'm going to go on this intuition cruise with a bunch of, like, other really major intuitives. And we're going to go to the Mayan Riviera and see lots of great clients and have a lot of fun. Okay. So I'm trying to prepare. I'm teaching a seminar on that cruise, and I'm doing readings, and I'm trying to prepare for that. And then when I come back, I am going to be going to Japan to teach a workshop and blah, blah. You know, I'm teaching workshops all summer. And so I have, like, all these great opportunities. And one obstacle keeps, you know, I keep getting one obstacle after another obstacle after another obstacle, okay? And I'm like, you got to be kidding. And I'm so tired. And then there was a pipe leaking in my house, and I had to deal with that. And then, you know, I got certain stones, and they weren't what I wanted. And I was just like, what is wrong here? And then the coup de grace. I had a client, and I had cut a deal with this client for a lot of stones and, you know, kind of a big order. And there was a mix-up in communication about the order. And I was going to have to take a really big financial hit, which, of course, if anybody knows me, if it comes down to me or the client, I will always take the hit. I will always take the hit so my client doesn't suffer, so my student doesn't suffer. And so if there is a mistake or miscommunication, I will always yield. And so I said to myself, oh, gosh, you know, I'm going to take a huge – There was a price quote. It was a misquote, and it was confusing, to say the least, and costly. And I thought, oh, God, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And I was in the midst of thinking about, why is this happening to me again? And I said it a lot of times, folks, listen to your self-talk. Listen to your self-talk because, and I'm not talking listen to your self-talk. I'm saying listen to your quote-unquote self-talk, okay? So self-talk is actually a word unto itself here. And I'm like, why is this happening again? Why is this so difficult? And I said, Allison, stop. Just stop right there. And I started to feel myself spinning, like, oh, my God, here we go again. There's a mistake. There's an obstacle. Why is this happening to me? And I stopped myself mid-sentence. I just stopped myself. And I pushed the pause button. And I did not want to complete the sentence. I did not want to complete the thought because it would have perpetuated the karmic pattern. Why do I have so many difficulties? Why is life so hard? Why are we having the same problem come up and over again? And I felt myself spinning like a wheel. You know, the Wheel of Fortune that was on TV and it went around and around and you kind of scared where it's going to land. You could hit the jackpot or you could hit lose anything. Well, that when you get these karmic patterns that keep going around and around and around, you hear yourself saying something that you've already said before. And you hear yourself, or actually you feel yourself feeling something that you've already felt before, and it doesn't feel good. That is what a karmic pattern feels like and sounds like, and those are two ways of identifying a karmic pattern. Now, it is 8:29, and we're going to be going to a commercial break again, but after the commercial break, we're going to kind of pick up and talk about what we're going to be doing about these karmic patterns. But while you guys have this commercial break, take a moment and go back into the archives of your mind and see if you can identify any karmic patterns that you may have developed or caught yourself saying, and bring those to your forefront of the mind. And when we come back, we'll talk about how to get rid of them. All right, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning back into the Rock Girl Unleashed, Empowering Your Wild Within. Right before the break, we were talking about karmic patternings and karmic cycles and what it feels like. I mean, I think a lot of you listening to this radio show have heard of karmic contracts and karmic patterns, but how do we identify what ours are and how do we stop them and how do we go ahead and hit the reset button, okay? So just to recap, if you hear yourself saying the same old, why is this happening to me? Oh, no, here we go again, all this stuff, right? If you keep seeing the same problem occur over and over and over again in your life, you know, you'll have obstacles to meeting someone in a relationship. You'll have obstacles to getting a promotion. Anytime you have the same old, repeating itself, it's a pattern. And what you want to do is listen to your self-talk, and you keep saying, oh, no, here we go again. And does it feel like you're kind of spinning? You're just going around and around and around. So if you can identify with any of those, what you want to do, all right, is if you feel yourself spinning, you want to make it stop, all right? So I'm going to use my example again, and hopefully this will be, help it become more clear to you on maybe this is happening in your life. All right, so I got an email about a misunderstanding in a price quote, and I thought, oh, I don't think I made that mistake, and I double-checked. You got to always double-check, and it wasn't my mistake. It was a mistake on their end. But they're good clients, and they're good clients, and I really like them, and it wasn't their fault. It was a miscommunication. And I thought to myself, oh, gosh, you know, what can I do to stop this from happening in the future? And when I just was like, oh, here we go again. And when I heard the word again, I felt it spinning like the Wheel of Fortune wheel, and I just stopped it. Have you ever put your finger on something that was spinning and making it stop? And it kind of hurts, right? Maybe it burns or it, you know, a lot of times have you ever spun a fan and then tried to stop it with your hand and it's like chopping your hand? It's not the most comfortable feeling, all right? And if you do it too quickly, it can be dangerous. But I heard myself saying, oh, no, this can't be happening again. And I stopped. I just stopped, and I sensed that the energy was spinning to the right. And I said, I am not going to do this again. That's all I said. I am not going to do this again. And I just stopped the energy, okay? Meaning I'm not going to lose any more money or take any more hits. But I didn't mean I'm going to be a jerk and say, this is not going to happen. You know, energetically, I just said, stop spinning, Allison, stop. And I made sure that I was standing up, and I felt really well balanced, and I closed my eyes, and I sensed that the energy was spinning to the right. So I took my hand, and I started spinning it, like, to the left, like a wheel to the left. So imagine if you're driving in a car, and you're spinning your wheel, you're turning your wheel to the right. All right. I felt like every time I hit this pattern, this energy pattern, this karmic pattern, okay, I would be turning the wheel to the right. So I said, I am not going to do this again. And I turned it upright. And then I took a moment and I actually took a big, deep breath in and I actually exhaled. And I did it again. I took a big, deep breath in. And then I exhaled. And I did that to clear the energy. And I said, I am not going to do this again. So then I imagined that I was turning the steering wheel to the left, okay, and that I started spinning the steering wheel to the left, and the energy felt lighter. And I said, I am turning this car around. I am turning my karma around. And I am not going to repeat this negative pattern. And I am going to create a new and positive energy pattern. And I literally turned the wheel, felt like I was turning the wheel to the left. And I said, I am a very successful businesswoman. I said my affirmations. I am a very successful businesswoman. I am a very successful businesswoman. Okay? And as I realized I was creating a new and positive energy pattern, by saying that and by turning the energy to the left and actually moving my left hand in a big circle to the left, I actually went through the motions. And I said, I need to safely dispose of old and outdated karmic software. This, oh my God, I'm going to make a mistake, or oh my gosh, here it goes again. I am going to safely dispose of that by taking a big deep breath in through my head and blowing it out through my feet. And it's just disintegrating. It's breaking up. That's how quickly old energy can be A, stopped, and B, dissipated. I'll take another big, deep breath through my head and exhale through my feet. And that pattern is gone. So that pattern is gone because I refuse to allow it in anywhere near my energy field. But in the meantime, I still have to focus on that positive energy pattern. I am a very successful businesswoman. I am a very successful businesswoman. I am a very successful businesswoman. Okay? And when saying your affirmations, you always want to be positive. Your brain does not recognize the negative. So if you say, I am not going to be poor anymore, your brain hears, I am going to be poor. It's weird that your brain does not recognize negatives, okay? Your energy senses negative energy, but your brain does not hear negatives. And I actually learned that when I was recording. I was actually asked to record psychic affirmations for my Japanese students. And the life coach, the spiritual life coach who I was working with, he said to me, make sure they're all positive. Don't put any negatives in there because your brain doesn't recognize that. And I thought, wow. Now, isn't that a real simple thing to apply in your everyday life? But if you don't, and you start putting in these negatives, your brain's going to hear the opposite. So it's a very simple theory that if applied on a daily basis can really, really change your life, which is so cool. So I, again, getting back to this topic, creating new positive energy patterns, always say something positive. I am happy and healthy. I am financially stable. I am financially abundant. I have wonderful painless days. I have wonderful healthy days. Okay? Instead of saying, I don't want to feel pain, you say, I have painless days or pain-free days. So all of this stuff makes a big difference. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Right after I did that, I said, I refuse to do this anymore. I am not going to allow this in my life. Okay? So I stopped the karmic pattern. I released it and I reset it with, I am a very successful businesswoman. And I also went a little bit more specific in this case. There will be a positive outcome. There will be a positive outcome. And wouldn't you know it, as soon as I finished saying that, my email beeped and I checked it and the client said, oh, no worries, our accountant found the error, we are completely fine, everything is good. And so honestly, I really, really believe that by connecting with a higher frequency, and a positive frequency, it was able to affect the outcome of that situation. So I thought, oh my gosh, eureka, eureka, karmic reboot, this is great. So then I started trying it in other parts of my life. And we are, you know, we have about 4 minutes left before we go to commercial break. And then when we come back, that's the last segment of our show. But let's do this together. Let's do an exercise, right? So I would like you to think of some karmic pattern in your life that you are ready to release, all right? Whether it's in relationships or whether it is in, you know, finance, whether it's in, you know, career, anything, health, creativity. Take a moment and just find one pattern. It doesn't have to be huge. It could be very simple. I'm going to do this exercise with you. I want to become more organized, and I would like to have more free time, paid free time. I want to become more organized, and I'd like to have more paid free time. You know, you got to be careful about asking for free time because that may be, you know, oh, you have more free time now that you lost your job. I don't want that to happen. I would just like to have more free time because I'm more organized, okay? So let's just take a minute, and I want you guys to write down a karmic pattern that you want to release, okay? So jot that down real fast. It doesn't have to be a long one. A sentence or two will do. And then I want you to recognize your self-talk that surrounds this energy, all right? For me, all right, I want to become more organized to have more free time. And my self-talk is, I am so tired. I am so tired of doing this. Why does this have to be so difficult? I mean, even getting into my car and backing out my driveway to go to the school, you know what happens? I can't find my keys. Then I find my keys. Then I can't find my matcha. I drink matcha, M-A-T-C-H-A, that green stuff every morning. All right, so I put my matcha down and in search of my keys. Now I have my keys. Now I can't find my matcha. Then I go find my matcha. I can't find my keys. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I finally get out the door, and I lock the door. Oh, I forgot my cell phone. Now I have to go back in and get my cell phone. All right? So then I get in my car, and I turn it on, and there's all sorts of dirt on my window because I don't have enough time to go get my car washed. So then I start backing out of the driveway, and wouldn't you know it, I run over my mailbox. I'm telling you, I have run over my mailbox 3 times in the last 2 years because – just because, I don't know why, because it's my karmic pattern, all right? And I'm like, my school is literally not even two minutes from my house. And I'm thinking, why am I having such a hard time getting out of my house to go to school someplace I love? And the answer is easy. I'm not organized. If I knew where my key was, then I wouldn't have to look for it, and I wouldn't misplace my matcha, and then I wouldn't get all frazzled and run over my mailbox and forget my cell phone. So that is why. It's my disorganization, and I have to stop that pattern, that crazy frenetic pattern. And so whenever I hear myself with that self-talk, with what we just talked about, why can't I get out of here? Why is it so difficult? That is my self-talk. So we're coming up to a commercial break. Just jot down some notes as to what you think your karmic pattern is and what your self-talk is, and we'll be right back after this break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was 6, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was 6, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was 6, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Everybody, so this is the Rock Girl on the Rock Girl Unleashed, empowering your wild within. So we're back, and you guys have been working on your karmic patterns, identifying them, and I'm hoping that a couple of you have kind of been able to connect and retrieve some of your self-talk. And when you hear that self-talk, you know, oh no, this is a pattern, okay? And so after you identify that, you want to feel the energy. Which way is the energy going? All right. So for me, I'm like, why can't I get out of the house? Why can't I find my keys? Where's my cell phone? I just ran over the mailbox, right? And instead of the spinning that I have with this other karmic pattern of constantly losing money, or having some kind of weirdness around, misunderstanding around it, okay? I feel this arresting energy, like this stopping and starting, like, right? And I know that it's because it's a lack of organization. So I do know that I need to get more organized, and that's kind of the end game. But I have to sense the energy, and it's kind of like this sputtering, choking energy, like, So when I feel that energy, I'm going to put the pause button on that energy, okay? So while I have my energy on pause, I want you to take a closer look at that negative self-talk, that old karmic self-talk, and I want you to identify the energy with it. Is it spinning to the right? Is it stopping? Is it jumping up and down? Is it a sinking feeling? Whatever the feeling is associated with the self-talk, I want you right now to press the pause button, okay? I just want you to, like, imagine pressing the pause button, boom, and stopping it. You can stop it mid-sentence, mid-feeling. So for me, when I'm backing out of my driveway and I'm like, I'm going to hit pause, okay? Or if I'm going to start even before that. If I'm running around looking for my keys and I'm like, where are my keys? I'm going to hit pause. And then I'm going to say in through the head, breathe in new energy, exhale through the feet. Okay, in through the head, out through the feet. All right, and that energy is dissipating. So I like to do that two or three times. So that was two breaths. I'm going to do one more. In through the head, out through the feet. The energy should dissipate. So now I'm going to put back in energy. I will find my keys swiftly and efficiently and with ease. I will find my keys swiftly and efficiently and with ease. Huh, that rhymed. Imagine that. Sometimes my little reboot buttons do rhyme. Okay, so I'm going to find my keys swiftly and efficiently and with ease. So then I just start walking around my house and I put my hands out because I do Reiki and I'm like, all right, where are my keys? Where are my keys? And then I sense where my keys are and I'll find my keys. Okay. And if I have to put my matcha down in order to find my keys, I will consciously put my matcha down. I will say, I am consciously putting my matcha down on the kitchen table and I am looking for my keys. Okay. And I will find my keys because I didn't go far in my house, right? I have the office, I have my kitchen, and then I have my foyer, and then I have my car. How far could it really go? So I'm starting, I'm hitting the reset button, I'm hitting the karmic reboot, that I will find my keys efficiently, swiftly, and with ease. I will go consciously pick up my matcha, I will get in my car. Oh, I forgot my cell phone. So I remembered that. I'm going to go back, get my cell phone, and I will get in the car, and I will consciously take another breath in through the head, out through the feet, and I will drive. I will back out my driveway and make sure I do not hit the mailbox. A lot of times, I forget. If I'm in a tizzy, if I'm in a quandary, if I'm discombobulated, I forget I have a mailbox, and then I run it over. But if I'm conscious about it and if I'm grounded and I check in with myself, I remember I have a mailbox and then I'm not going to hit it. And then I'm automatically accruing new energy in this karmic pattern of being organized swiftly, efficiently, and with ease. Okay? Now, you know that I'm not completely good with that yet because I keep stumbling over the word efficiently. So I am organized and I do things swiftly, efficiently. Ah, I messed it up again. Here's my affirmation. See, I'm trying to put in a new affirmation. So I'm actually going through this exercise with you guys. All right. I am organized. I am highly organized and I am swiftly, efficiently, and with ease accomplishing my goals. Yay! You know what, folks? That was actually the first time I've ever said that. And so I'm doing this exercise with you, and I'm sure I would actually bet money on the fact that tomorrow I will find my keys, my matcha, and I won't even have to look for my cell phone, and I will back out of my driveway tomorrow morning at 8:30, and I will not run my mailbox over. Oh, yeah. So let me try this one more time. I am organized, and I swiftly and efficiently and with ease find my keys, my matcha, my cell phone, and I have a very productive day tomorrow. All right, that was twice I did it. I'm feeling better about it. But can you understand how by simply recognizing the patterns through self-talk and through sensing the energy helps you put the pause button in that karmic pattern? And then by the breath work, breathing in through the head, out through the feet, in through the head, out through the feet, and then rebooting that karmic pattern with a new and positive affirmation can completely change the energy that you are working with and that you are becoming. Now, my voice is more clear, it's less exacerbated, and I am more focused. And this is how I like to be. I like to be like this because it helps me relax. And when I relax, I breathe in more life. Okay? Everybody says, relax, relax, and oh my God, did that annoy me? I can't relax. If I could relax, I'd be relaxed, right? Stop telling me to relax. I had to learn how to relax on my own. And when I understood that the key to enjoying my life more and breathing in life and just being came to relaxing, then I realized, wow, I want to do this. And I had to figure out my way of becoming more relaxed. For me, being more organized is a way to relax. But for somebody else, okay, just getting up an hour earlier and having more time may lead to more relaxation. Or quiet time may lead to more relaxation. So everybody's kind of path to relaxation is different. Everybody's path to success is different. Everybody's path to joy is different from everybody else's. There is not an add water and mix formula. However, there are certain steps that you can take as long as you bring in your own authenticity. So that is what I wanted to help you guys connect to tonight. I wanted you to be able to know what the steps are and develop your own skills and put in your own words and methods to build your own formula here, to create your own formula for positive energy patterns for a successful and fulfilling life. You know, we have about 1 or 2 minutes left tonight, and I'll just give you a little story. I was in the warehouse today with one of my interns, and we were running around, of course, looking for something that we couldn't find because I was not organized. And I said to her, I am a builder. I am a builder by nature. I build theories, ideas. I build curriculum, I build workshops, I am a builder, and I've built the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, literally, stone by stone. And if the infrastructure, if the foundation is not solid, the more weight you put on it, the more it collapses. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I was building the foundation with, people and energy that I thought was solid. And unfortunately, it was not as solid as I thought. And now that I am busier and trying to put my weight on these old infrastructures, it's not happening because they weren't solid to the begin with. People weren't solid, energies weren't solid, ideas weren't solid. So now I have to start from ground zero all over again, and, you know, I need to make sure everything is solid. And by doing that, I utilize the skills that we talked about tonight to make sure that I am organized and that I act swiftly, efficiently, and with ease. See? There, I said it. Swiftly, efficiently, and with ease. Yes, swiftly, efficiently, and with ease. So I said it swiftly, efficiently, and with ease. And it does take conscious thought and focus in order to do that. But, you know, when I sit here and I talk about stuff, it's usually because I've learned them from experience, or I've learned them in theory and have experienced them. Let me put it, reframe that. But a lot of it does work, and I am living proof. By no means am I squeaky clean and without my nicks and bumps, but I'll tell you, a lot of this stuff does work, and if it works for me, it can work for you. So I do hope that that helps you folks in learning how to reboot your karma. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and have a beautiful week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com. In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.